Hello, I'm Steve Holmes. I'm the Primary Care Respiratory Academy co-lead along with Carol Stonham, and I'm the Education Lead for the Primary Care Respiratory Society. This is a very brief update on lung cancer guidance recently published by the National Institute for Clinical Excellence. The guidance is full of detail and is very good at explaining exactly how to make an accurate diagnosis, and also with more detail on the management of patients with lung cancer, including the management across both chemotherapy and surgery. It's good news that the guidance is wanting a better, more accurate diagnosis and more interventions to improve the long-term survival of our patients who unfortunately suffer from lung cancer. The vast majority of the guidance is primarily around diagnosis and management. However, it does, of course, reinforce the areas that are vitally important in primary care. There are two key areas. The first is smoking cessation. It again reinforces the importance of very brief advice and passing people into effective smoking cessation areas with professional support and pharmacotherapy to really make a difference to those remaining people in the UK who are continuing to smoke cigarettes. The second area that it points us to very strongly is the area linked to lung cancer and trying to get an early diagnosis. And if I just reinforce those, if somebody presents over the age of 40 with unexplained hemoptysis, that should warrant urgent straight referral to a 2-week wait team for CT scanning and assessment. Other symptoms like cough, fatigue, shortness of breath, and sometimes chest pain can be picked up and although non-specific, should warrant a urgent chest x-ray with a report back within 2 weeks. And certainly, if this is positive, would warrant urgent referral onwards. The other symptoms, weight loss, appetite loss, recurring chest infections, finger clubbing, persisting atypical supraclavicular lymph nodes, and thrombocytosis should warrant a 2-week referral. So good to reinforce that lung cancer has still got a priority in the NHS and that we should be getting our job in primary care right. Good guidance coming out on making a more accurate diagnosis and indications for better interventions, along with several other new systematic reviews. So a chance for us still to make a big difference with lung cancer.